This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The former chief of the Montana Highway Patrol has filed a lawsuit against Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen. Former Montana Highway Patrol Colonel Steve Lavin alleges wrongful discharge over an internal survey of troopers critical of the administration, primarily Attorney General Knudsen. The AG's office unceremoniously announced in March that Lavin had retired from the post for which Knudsen had hired him at the beginning of the AG's term in 2021. In his lawsuit, Lavin said that Knudsen became extremely upset with the survey results, many of which were critical of Knudsen. Because the survey responses were anonymous, Lavin said Knudsen was unable to determine which troopers had said negative things about him or the administration. Knudsen therefore decided that he would take out his anger on Colonel Lavin, Lavin's attorneys wrote in the lawsuit filed last week in Lewis and Clark County District Court. With neither warning nor cause, Knudsen gave Lavin the option of resigning or being fired. Steve Lavin was a highway patrol trooper before being elected to the Montana legislature as a Republican, where he served with Austin Knudsen, also a Republican, in the Montana House of Representatives. When Austin Knudsen won election as Attorney General, the chief law enforcement office in the state, Knudsen tapped his fellow Republican lawmaker Lavin to head the Montana Highway Patrol. Lavin says his ouster included the forced signing of an employment severance agreement that required he release Knudsen and the state of any legal claims and a non-disclosure provision. The lawsuit claims these documents still amount to a constructive discharge, translated through legal jargon to mean that they were not signed voluntarily, but in the face of otherwise intolerable work conditions. Forest Service fire crews will conduct a series of controlled burns in Hyalite Canyon and the North Bridgers. The burns in Hyalite Canyon will burn about 1 mile west of Langer Campground. Fire managers expect the burns to cover 116 acres within the Bozeman Municipal Watershed, with the goal to reduce fuel loads and lower the risk of high-severity wildland fires. The prescribed burn in Hyalite Canyon should last 1 to 3 days, with smoke and flames visible and smoke settling in low-lying areas overnight. There will be closures on Langer Road, nearby trails, and Langer Campground for the duration of the burning activities. Hyalite Canyon traffic will see delays as crews use Hyalite Canyon Road during the operations. Fire crews also will do prescribed burns in the North Bridgers, burning 34 acres near the South Fork Bracket Creek area and 18 acres near Lower Ferry Lake Road. Closures may be put in place on the South Bracket Road to the Ross Pass Trailhead and nearby trails. Ferry Lake Road and its nearby trails will also be closed. The prescribed burns in these areas, like those in Hyalite Canyon, are expected to last 1 to 3 days. It's the time of year when bears are fattening up for winter, eating crabapples and cherries and chokecherries off of trees, emptying birdseed from feeders, and rummaging through garbage cans. Residents are urged not to put out garbage cans the night before garbage pickup, rather to set their garbage cans out the morning of pickup, and to bring in bird feeders, pet food, and any other food sources for wildlife. It's best not to tempt wildlife into finding human food, which can condition bears and cause conflicts with humans, conflicts which typically don't end well for wildlife. Conditioned bears that are too close and too comfortable with humans sometimes are trapped and relocated, but more often are killed for fear that interactions will escalate. Remember that feeding wildlife is illegal in Montana. Everyone is encouraged to be bear aware this fall. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.